John Anderson, the head coach of the Golden Gophers, joins us in an exciting week. Coach, you get to stay home this week. You got a game Wednesday with Milwaukee, and then the great field of teams coming into U.S. Bank Stadium and playing in the Cambria Classic. So I guess after a couple of weekends out and about traveling, what's it feel like to be able to sleep in your own bed and have your guys playing here on home turf, so to speak?
Yeah, this is typical of our most years because of the climate we live in, and to play on the road early. We played four games the first weekend in Arizona, got home very late, 3 o'clock in the morning, back in bed, and a couple of days to rest and recover. Head out on Thursday and got to bed 4:30 on Sunday night, Monday morning this week. So it will be nice to be at home and get to sleep at normal hours and get up at normal hours. And I'm sure our players are looking forward to it as well. So we're fortunate we have a place like U.S. Bank Stadium to play some games. I've always felt since in the old Metrodome or U.S. Bank Stadium, this is a really critical stretch for us in March here because we're going to settle in here a little bit, be able to play some games at home, be able to get our work done on the baseball field on a consistent basis. And, there's only been five seasons, and this is my 42nd year, where we've been able to achieve a winning record in the first 15 games. So this is not new territory whatsoever. I think the key is to try to convince the players to stay confident and stay with it, keep a growth mindset. This is also the youngest team I've had in my career, and a very young team. Only three position players that I would say have significant Division I experience. Brett Bateman is one, Brady Council, and Boston Marilla. And on the mound, really, any significant experience in Division I baseball would be Richie Olitz, who transferred from Omaha a couple of years ago. We had an outstanding career there, and it was with us last year and this year. And I think if you look at the stats and performances, those are some of the people that have played the most consistent. And we're getting closer. We're fielding 970. If we were fielding 930 and hitting 230, I'd be a little more concerned. So I do think this team is climbing the ladder, and they stay with it here and remain confident. I think we can have a good team as we progress through the season. But I said at the beginning, we're going to have to be patient. These are young players. They got to get their faces rubbed in the dirt a little bit, figure out how to manage their experience and how to deal with adversity and failure that this game is noted for, and how to execute the fundamentals in stressful situations. And there's plenty of that going on. There's plenty of teaching moments. And I, as a whole, the group has been great. They want to learn. They want to be coached. And if they stay in that place, stay after it work ethic-wise, I anticipate this team will continue to grow and get better.
Yeah, you mentioned those young pups that are learning maybe here early on, especially, you practice indoors for a few months and all of a sudden you get outside and it changes things. But that the good news, I suppose, on the side of that is those young guys can grow in a quick way, right? I mean, I'm guessing you saw growth from weekend one to weekend two even maybe with some of those guys, right?
Yes, absolutely. The more at-bats you get at this level, more opportunities you have to hit with guys in scoring position, which is probably our biggest weakness right now. We're hitting 280 as a team. We've had plenty of people on base, but we've left, 63 guys on base. And, we're hitting a very low clip with guys in scoring position, somewhere around 200, 211. And I think that's the part of our team that we got to get better on. That's where the experience comes to play is face quality pitching. How do you put together a good at bat with guys in scoring position? The opposing team's not going to give in there. They're going to pitch differently than with nobody on base. And so we got to learn how to get better at that, find people that can handle those moments. And I think on the mound, there's been good stretches, but we haven't really executed especially well in 0-2, 1-2 counts. We haven't been able to finish people off. And I think that's another area that we really need to get better at. And I believe we will. Our first pitch strikes in 2 out of 3 have been pretty good based on how we track that. But we just haven't been able to get some people and put them away. And some of those counts where you have them in your favor. And so I think we know the things we have to improve on. And if we can tick up in those areas, and I think as we tick up in those areas, I think you see the scoreboard reflect a little different outcome.
You mentioned, I think, if I heard you right, you said use this time to play these games at U.S. Bank Stadium to get your footing under you a little bit. How does that help that there's no travel and that you're able to, to stay home and not have to spend time on an airplane?
Yeah, well, it's, in sports, it's changing time zones and coming back into you know, we've been in three time zones over the last, you know, 2 weekends here. And that has an impact on people's bodies and their clocks and some of those things. You got to remember the kids are going to school and they got schoolwork to do and homework to do and other commitments and obligations. So, you know, the more you travel, the more you, it gets difficult to manage all those different pieces. And so, and the young team that goes is going through that for the first time as well. And I think those are some of the adjustments they will learn to make and get better at. And so I'm, you know, like I said, I think they're learning and that's a good thing. And as I said, they're coachable. And I think if they stay in that space, we'll be okay here.
Exciting thing, too, about being at home here for the moment is you'll have a few fans there for sure. And this field that you've put together for the Cambier Classic, obviously Wednesday you've got the game against Milwaukee, a non-conference game. And then what a field. This might be – what do you think it's the best field you've put together for this preseason kind of a – or non-conference, I guess, kind of a slate? You got some good teams here this weekend.
I think in recent times, Mike, yes. If you go back and study the history of our tournament, started way back in the middle 80s at the Metrodome, there's really been – some outstanding teams. And we've, some years we've had, you know, three teams ranked in the top 10 that have been in the tournament. But this is impressive when you get people out of the SEC, which people argue is the best baseball conference in America. And then you take a team from the Sun Belt and Hawaii and the Big West. And so you got programs here that obviously have been successful. Mississippi's defending national champion, ranked number 4 in the country. Vanderbilt historically has a solid program year in and year out. They're 10th in the country. And so, yeah. And again, I think we put together a really strong non-conference schedule this year, not just this weekend in the Cambria College Classic, but going forward. And that's how you get better. I tell the kids all the time, you want to play good competition. If you want to be at that level, you want to work to be at that level, you want to be a player that can reach your potential and find out how good you really want to be, both as individuals and as a team, you got to go out there and challenge yourself and play against those people. Our goal here is just to try to get ready for the Big Ten play, get more competitive, get in the league, get in the Big Ten tournament, see if we can't do something at the end of the year. And by playing this type of competition, you know, what we see going forward in the league and as the year goes along, we won't see anything we haven't seen in the preseason in terms of the quality of competition, the quality of pitching we're going to face, and as well as the type of hitters our pitching staff is going to have to get out. So I love to challenge ourselves. We've got to stay off the scoreboard and look at it more as opportunities to do the process and improve and get better and learn. And if we can, you know, not just focus on results and the scoreboard and what everybody else thinks we should be doing in terms of expectations, I do think we can grow and get better and have a good team. I think some of these young players are going to be really good players here as they go through their careers. And our job is to get them started here and get them pointed in the right direction so they can reach their potential throughout their career at Minnesota.
Yeah, very good. You mentioned Hawaii, Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, Maryland, Nebraska out of the Big Ten will be playing as part of this. You won't go against them, of course, because you'll have them in real conference play later on. How just logistically do you go about getting teams like this, and what's their reception usually when you put the offer out to, hey, do you want to come and play, you know, baseball in the north in a football stadium?
Well, I think number one, it's unique, right? It's a unique experience. I think the people that have come, the teams we've had, have had great experiences. And I think that the word spreads and some of these guys will call somebody up that's been here and say, hey, tell me about your experience. Did you have a good experience? I'd like to play in that kind of stadium, blah, blah, blah. So, and it's a guarantee to play. I mean, right. Let's be honest, we're still in wintertime here in a lot of parts of the country. And so it's an opportunity. The weather in Nashville is not great this time of the year all the time, right? Or even in Mississippi, although they have obviously much better weather than we do. So I think to be able to put together an opportunity to play against a field of teams of this nature in a you know, a beautiful facility and guaranteed to play, I think that's attractive to a lot of people. And in neutral site games for these people. So Maryland gets to play Mississippi in a neutral site. Now, Maryland played at Mississippi this last weekend. Had a 3-game series and they lost 2 out of 3, but they'll get another crack at them in the neutral site environment. There was 12,000 people in the stadium every day at Mississippi. So it'll be a little different scenario for them to take on Mississippi, which I'm sure Maryland's looking forward to. So when you combine it all you know, that you get an opportunity to play in a stadium like US Bank Stadium and play great competition, and that guarantee to play. Yeah, you don't have to worry about weather.
Yeah,
and you get your work in and get it done. I think that's an attractive piece. And was supposed to be an SEC versus Big Ten originally. Missouri had committed about a year and a half ago and then bailed out, and so couldn't find another SEC school that wasn't committed elsewhere. And that's how we were able to grab Hawaii.
Well, I want to see those Hawaii kids when they come in getting a snowball fight outside, right?
I can remember one year we played the tournament at the Metrodome, and I think at the time it was a Pillsbury Classic, and we had like 18 inches of snow on Saturday and Saturday night, and the area where Arizona was to play on Sunday against us, and there was a picture in the sports page of the Star Tribune on Monday of the Arizona guys having a snowball fight outside the Metrodome. And, you know, they couldn't believe what they're – but like I said before, if you can get there, you're going to play, right?
Yeah.
So only place in America probably where you can shovel your driveway and then head to the ballpark and play a baseball game, and I think that's a unique piece here.
No doubt. And, of course, for fans out there, you can go to gophersports.com for all the ticket info and everything else, game times for all kinds of great baseball. Coach, we always appreciate it. It's always great to catch up with you, and I look forward to seeing you down the road as well. And thanks for coming on, and good luck this weekend.
Thanks, Mike. I'd also like to reach out to Cambria for their outstanding support of this event and have Gopher Athletics in general. So we're grateful that they've been willing to be the key sponsor and really help us promote this and put together a great event for the teams coming to town.